You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, friends. This is Tracy, and I'm here today with Vicki McMillan. Vicki McMillan is a kindergarten teacher. She's been teaching school for 15 years, and we've got her with us today to talk about the first few days of kindergarten and ways that you as parents can get prepared and help your child get ready for kindergarten. So hello, Vicki.
Hi, Tracy.
How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. You must be getting ready to go back in the classroom.
Well, I am. The summer's winding down. There's only a couple of weeks left, so I'm starting to think about the things I need to do to get my classroom prepared for the children coming in.
And I've been in your classroom before, and Vicki, I have to tell everyone that Vicki is a fantastic teacher, and I know for sure she's one of the best teachers going.
Oh, thank you.
She has a beautiful classroom, and her children love her. She loves education. She loves teaching them, but she's very firm but gentle in the classroom, and if you were a parent, you would love to have her for a teacher. You would love your children to have her for a teacher. And I know that every year, lots of parents request in the school that she teaches at, lots of parents do request for their children to get her. Often they're not allowed to do that, but they still try. So I know, Vicki, you don't like to brag about
that.
No,
I don't. But thank you for saying those kind things.
It's true. Now, we've got parents listening to us today who are probably a bit apprehensive. They have children entering kindergarten or just the early years of elementary school. And I'm wondering what advice you might have for these parents.
Well, Tracy, I have all kinds of great ideas. It is certainly a really exciting time of year for both the children and the parents. It's sort of a bittersweet for the parents. However, there's always that nervous apprehension about letting your child go off to school.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and I remember that myself, being a parent of two somewhat grown children, but I remember that wasn't too long ago, that feeling of letting them go to school and feeling that loss of being in control of their full day.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's lots of things that you can do to make that first entry day much easier and easy for both the parent and the child. And you can do things before you even go to school, during the summer or the week prior. One of the things that I suggest is perhaps seeking out somebody in the neighborhood that you may know that their child went to kindergarten last year, and you could connect with them and perhaps set up a play date for the children, and you can talk to the parent or parents of that child, and the children can talk, and they can exchange stories to tell them how great it is, and that will certainly set everybody at ease.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, knowing that they lived through it and they had a great time. Something else that you could do perhaps is take your child to the playground.
The playground of the school,
yes, that they're going to attend.
Oh, okay.
And spend some time on the playground so that when they're out there with those several hundred children that they're not quite so nervous about not knowing what's going on.
So this would be right before
school starts.
During the summer or just a few days before.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe the weekend before school starts.
Good idea.
And even go over some safety things about the slide and taking turns and the swing and not walking in front of the swing. Because let's face it, as parents of preschoolers, we are at the playground with them. So we're there to watch them and make sure all those safety things are there because we're right with them.
Yeah.
When they're on the playground, although there are teachers and assistants, there's still lots of children they need to know that there are some rules that need to be followed.
Good idea.
Safety things. I also would suggest that setting up that schedule beforehand, a couple of days, you need to maybe get that bedtime routine down earlier.
The home schedule?
Yeah, the home schedule.
Uh-huh.
Right. And as a teacher, we're kind of encouraging it all along in September because it's still pretty light out and it's hard to get them settled. So perhaps reading a story, starting that 20-minute, half an hour before bedtime, washing up teeth, having a story and calming down and getting them to sleep earlier.
Yeah.
Getting up in the morning in that routine is going to be quite challenging at first.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So do you suggest waking them up a little bit earlier in the morning?
Oh, I do. And I tell parents that. I often send out a note, a letter in the summer to parents with some suggestions. And one of the things that you may also do is a couple of days before school, get up at that time that you're going to need to get up for school and set the alarm and get them up and have that breakfast. Try to get a nutritious breakfast into them because, let's face it, all summer they've gotten up and likely watched TV a little bit before they had to eat or
exactly.
When they feel like it. But we don't have that pleasure when we're on a schedule on school mornings.
No.
And get them washed and have them wash themselves and get dressed and pack their backpack. And if they're a walker, to walk to school, you may even walk to school with them, go over some of those safety rules about the crosswalk and the stop signs and the crosses. If they have cross guarding crosses, that the rules that need to be followed and a safe way to get to school. And if they're a bus student, even walk to the bus stop and go over some of the safety rules of them standing at the bus stop and how to get there safely.
Good idea.
Those are all great things. And something, of course, we know that the children are so excited to get those backpacks and those new lunch bags because they're pretty cool at that age. And lots of times they haven't had the opportunity to use them. And I suggest that beforehand. And as a teacher, we experience this a lot. The children come with those wonderful lunch bags that they've just purchased and all those great containers and drinking boxes or drinkers, and they haven't quite figured out how to get them out and get the lids off. So I would suggest having some picnics at home a few days.
Oh, good idea.
Practice using those lunch bags.
Yeah.
And packing it themselves. Because let's face it, I don't have time. I have 23 students in my class typically, and I can't possibly get around and pack them all for them. So they have to do it themselves. So if you could even, you know, as a parent, let them practice packing it all back up and getting it back in their book bag and zipping that book bag up, that's really a great, it makes them feel very independent.
Yeah.
And as far as independence goes, again, that some self-help things to go over, zipping their zippers and snapping snaps and getting their shoes on the right feet. And if they aren't tying yet, and often they're not at that age, get them shoes that they can manage themselves. So they don't feel like they have
shoes.
Velcro shoes or the elastic type shoes that they can slip on and off that are easy for them.
That's great, Vicki. Anything else you can think of?
Not really. As you know, as a teacher, communication with your school and teacher is really important, too. And if you happen to be at the school and you can get in to see the teacher and visit the classroom beforehand, that always sets the child at ease, too, that they know who their teacher is. And, you know, I can't emphasize enough the communication, open communication between the school and the teacher and the parent, how important that is.
Well, that's excellent. That's some great advice, Vicki, and I'd like to thank you very much on behalf of Mom Talk and the people at the CPO team.
You're very welcome. I loved
thank
it.
You.
Great. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.